Hey, how's it going? This is Braden with Noble Sports Guys. I know I haven't had like just a regular non-interview podcast in a while, so I'm excited to get back into the groove of things. And I've decided why not talk about the Women's National Football Conference playoffs that are coming up. Should be really exciting. Penny and I had the opportunity to watch the announcement party for who made the playoffs. So how it is there's two divisions in the WNFC, and the top four teams from each conference, sorry, not division, move on to the playoffs, and they base that off of record, head-to-head matchup, points allowed, points for, a whole bunch of criteria. So they pick the top four teams for the Pacific Conference and the Atlantic Conference, and the number one seed plays the four seed, number two seed plays the three seed, and then so on and so forth, and the champion of both conferences will play for the championship, the ninth cup for the WNFC title. So let's dive into it. I've kind of got the stats up and I'm excited to talk a little bit about the WNFC. So, sorry, I am also a little sick thanks to my adoring, loving daughter. She loves to share, and sometimes that sharing ends up getting me sick. So here we are. But oh well, it is what it is. So we'll start off with the Atlantic Conference. Now it was really fun to watch it. Now the top two seeds were kind of a deadlock for the Atlantic Conference, with the Texas Elite Spartans being the number one seed and the Alabama Fire being the number two seed. Reason I said that was a lock is because Texas Elite is undefeated on the season. They are a perfect 6-0. They average 55 points a game and have allowed 0 points all season. That in itself is an amazing feat, and I saw that and I got really excited to see that. I myself was a defensive player, and it was fun watching all that go down. So they are the number one seed for the Atlantic Conference, and they are a powerhouse. The number two seed is the Alabama Fire. They went 5-1 in the regular season and did excellent. I was excited to see them make it as well. So they are the 1 and 2 seed, and there was a little bit of drama towards the end because there was three teams that could make the 3 and 4 spot. Well, the final three were the Kansas City Glory, Mississippi Lady Panthers, and then it was the Washington Prodigy, I believe is their name. Now, it was Kansas City Glory who ended up making the number three seed. They will play the Alabama Fire first with a record of 3-2. I will say their two losses were against Texas Elite Spartans, and they did have a forfeit. So a no contest. So they only played five games, unfortunately, but still they decided to take on one of the best teams in the league and played them twice. And I mean, that takes guts to play someone who is a Goliath compared to you, but kudos to them. And we'll see how Alabama and Kansas City play out. I will give the edge, just looking at stat-wise, the Alabama Fire. I think they will bounce back from their loss this past week, and it should be a really good game though. And then the fourth seed was the Mississippi Lady Panthers. Now they started out 0-2 and made a fierce comeback, winning four straight, which is really impressive, and earning them that number four spot. Now, I love an underdog story, so I'd love them to upset the elite Spartans, but I don't think that'll happen just with how elite the Spartans have been, averaging 55 points a game and essentially shutting everyone out. So we'll see how that plays out, but that'll be a great game. Both great games, I think. And I will probably My prediction for both of them is Alabama and Texas playing for the conference champion. Now let's head over to the Pacific Conference. Now this is a little bit more exciting for me because I am a Vegas resident, so I was excited to see Vegas make it to the playoffs. On their website, WNFC, you do have Vegas's team wrong, which is all right, but they messed up a little bit on the website. So the top two seeds were kind of a given as well for the Pacific Conference. You have the Utah Falcons and the San Diego Rebellion as the 1 and 2. They both went 6-0 and are very impressive. I would love to see a Falcons Elite Spartan Championship game. I think that would be a slugfest with both great defenses. And also, it would just be fun to watch seeing two undefeateds go head to head. We have the opportunity to potentially see all three undefeateds face each other at least. Well, two in the Pacific and one in the Atlantic. So we'll see how that plays out. And the 3 and 4 seed was, of course, the Las Vegas Silver Stars. They finished third. I will say they are awesome. It's been fun getting to know some of the players and also getting to go to one of their games. I really hope the best of luck for them, and I think they will surprise people. They finished 4-2, with their two losses being to the San Diego Rebellion and the Utah Falcons. Like they said on the broadcast yesterday, it is hard to beat a team more than once. I mean, it happens, but it is more difficult just because when you play each other multiple times, you get to learn each other's playing styles, and sometimes that goes into effect when you're playing. And the number four seed could have gone either way, but I'm excited with the number four seed. It is La Muertos. Las Cruces de Muertos, I believe, is their official name, and I think that's awesome looking at that name. And they will play the Utah Falcons. Now, they also have. They're also 4-2, with their two losses being to the Utah Falcons and the Elite Spartans. So they played some good teams. So, yes, Vegas and Muertos have two losses, but they both lost to undefeated teams. So we'll see how this plays out. I would love Vegas to go all the way to the championship game. So obviously, I'm going to predict them to win the Pacific. So I think they can change it and beat San Diego and Utah this go around. But like I said, this is just a prediction, and I'm excited to see how it plays out. Penny, can you say hi? Can you say go, team, go? There you have it. Go, go, go. Can you say touchdown? Touchdown. Good job. All right. That is Penny's little segment and jumping in on this podcast. But it'll be a lot of fun just seeing how this all plays out. Now, let's look at some stats for the top teams. The Texas Elite Spartans averaged 55 points a game. They finished the season with 275 points, which is super impressive. Coming in at number two is the Utah Falcons at 242 points, which is a 48.4 point a game. Per average, the Fire came in at number four with 207 and 41.4 a game. The Rebellion was number five overall with 216, but only 36. That must be incorrect because they have more yards than the Fire and have less average. So they probably haven't updated it, which is all right. Next on the list is De Las Cruz. They averaged 30.4 points a game at number six with 152. And the Silver Stars finished with 162 and 27 points a game. And then you've got the Glory, who had 134 points, which is 26.8. And then reaching out at the bottom, number 11 at 88 points on the season, an average of 17.6, you have the Lady Panthers. So these are the top eight teams. This is where they fell on points per wise. And now let's look at their defensive stats. Like I said, the Elite Spartans allowed 0 points all season, which is an impressive feat. Now, almost as impressive is the Rebellion. I want to give the Rebellion major props. They only allowed 18 points on the season, which is about a 3-point average a game. because they played six games, most teams. The next one on the list, number three, is the Fire. They allowed 38 points a game, or 38 points all season, which is 7.6 points a game, which is really, really impressive as well. The Glory finished at five with 56 points allowed all season, and that's 11.2. That's the same with the Falcons, so they finished tied for fifth. The Silver Stars came in at ninth. They allowed 100 points, which is 16.7. The Panthers allowed 108, which is 21.6. And then De La Cruz had allowed 136, which is 27.2 points a game. So that's how they finished. And I never put the Glory on there. I apologize for that. The Glory allowed 134 for 26.8 points a game is how many points they scored. So that's just rounding out how much points and how their defenses did. Now, I won't go into super details, but let's talk about the other two top things, team rushing and team passing. So the Falcons round out at the top with team rushes with 1,666 yards, which is about a 333 average per game. That is impressive in itself. I give you major props there, Falcons. That was awesome. The Fire came in at second with 1,406 yards rushing on the season, which is a 281.2 average on this per game. The Elite Spartans finished fourth with 1,265, which is 208 rushing yards a game. De La Cruz finished with 1,052, which is 210.4. The Rebellion finished with 1,189, which is 198.2 yards a game. The Panthers finished with 961 yards rushing, which is about a 192.2 average per game. Silver Stars finished with 990 at 165 per game. And then you've got at number 18, Glory. They had 288 yards rushing on the season, which was a 72 yards per game average. Now, the next stat was team passing. The Fire had the best average. I think these numbers are a little off because I see more passing yards for other teams and their average. So, obviously, there's probably more factors than playing in, but the number one team for passing was the Fire. They finished with 873, which is 174.6 yards average. The Elite Spartans finished with 989, which is 164.8. The Silver Stars came in at fourth with 789, which is 131.5 an average. The Rebellion finished with 622, which is 103 yards per average passing. Glory finished with 407, which is a 101.8 average. Falcons finished with 397, which is a 79.4 average per game, which isn't very surprising, being that they were a run-heavy team. And then at the very bottom, at number 17, was De La Cruz. They finished with 231 yards passing on the season with a 46.2 average. So these are just some of the basic stats from the top eight teams. And it's been fun getting to know them and really learning a lot about them. I'm happy that I've been able to invest my time and energy in women's football and women's sports in general. I really hope that I can help make some changes and hopefully join the Vegas Silver Stars here pretty soon with whatever they need, maybe social media needs and whatnot. I would love to join them, so we'll see how that goes. But these championship games will be in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I believe Atlanta, Georgia. So Salt Lake City was for the Pacific, and Atlanta was for the Atlantic Division. I will say, if you have a chance, go support them. I think this is an amazing chance. These women are stellar athletes, and they deserve this. I think they deserve all the support they can get. If you're curious, if you have a women's team in your area, all you have to do is go to the Women's National Football Conference, type it in, and it'll give you the list of the 20 teams. And then if you have a team in your area, all you have to do is click on them, and it gives you kind of their info, how to reach them. And I recommend going and giving them a follow on Facebook and whatnot and other social media platforms. So this is just kind of a quick wrap up of the Women's National Football Conference. I'm excited. I was excited to go a couple weeks back with Penny to go watch the Silver Stars. It was an awesome game. I was able to, unfortunately, I didn't have time to stop and meet some of the players. It was hot out. It's hot in Vegas, and I obviously didn't want to keep a toddler out in the heat for too long, but it was a lot of fun. So go give them your support. Go give them your love. Do whatever you can. And you know what? Just do something simple. Like and share their pages. That's basically how we're going to get women's football to grow. And I know if you guys do that, we will be able to see growth and see these women continue to drag and pull other people in. And they are excellent role models for this younger generation. I'm excited that my Penny gets to see them and gets to see these women play the sport that I love so much. So, like I said, I will wrap this up, but please go give them your support. I think it's something that definitely needs to happen. So thank you for your guys' time. And I should be back on Friday with the WFA playoffs. They have a little bit more teams in the playoffs, so I will dissect some of their games and go into that with there being three divisions in the WFA. I appreciate all your guys' support. If you guys can go give a like and follow to my pages, I'm on all major podcast platforms. And if you like merch, I have merch as well at bonfire.com/noblesportsguys. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your guys' time. Stay classy, Vegas.